The 10th year of Downstreet Art in North Adams, Massachusetts is coming to a close this month, but not before one last hurrah. WAMC spoke with Michelle Daly of the Berkshire Cultural Resource Center about what's ahead.
This weekend, we're presenting three performance artists in downtown North Adams in a little mini festival within Downstreet Art that we're calling Trust.
What's the theme of Trust?
So the theme of Trust is artists who are working, sort of exploring different aspects of identity and how you sort of do that in a public space, which can be, you know, vulnerable, and how you sort of talk about that vulnerability and difference, and hopefully do that in a way that opens up a lot of conversation and thinking around sort of, I think, the very complex identities that we all wrestle with daily, both personally and in our communities.
Who are some of the highlighted performances?
So we have three artists. Anna Mendez, who's a movement-based performance artist from Miami, Florida. Benjamin Lundberg, who is currently based in Providence, Rhode Island, in New York City, and is a Colombian-American theater artist. And T.L. Ford, who's a contemporary and burlesque performer based in Portland, Oregon.
Now, this is just the continuation of a whole summer long of Downstreet Art in North Adams. What does the fall season look like?
So we have one more Downstreet Art Thursday on September 28th. So that will be sort of our final public event for Downstreet Art of the season. We have some great performances lined up. The featured performer is American Magic Lantern Theater. So they do sort of a Victorian age technology in the style, and it true to that style, and it's like cinema right before cinema became a thing. It's really, really interesting. And then we have in Gallery 51, we have the Yellow Bowl Project, which is a series of installation and photographs that the artist Atsuko Winchester has done, and we'll be exhibiting the first full series of photos from that project, and we've built a series of events throughout the fall, so from the end of September through about Thanksgiving, talking about the themes of that exhibition, which really deals with the internment camps from World War II. She's Japanese American and draws a lot of parallels between sort of the climate that allowed that to happen and the current climate with immigration and some of the parallels that she sees as an artist and we see as a great opportunity to sort of explore those contemporary issues. I mean, I think we felt, these projects have been in the works for a while, and I think we felt that these would be topics that would be very present in people's minds, and I think, the recent political and news events are definitely bearing that out in ways that I certainly didn't anticipate. But I think it's important that we're, this project in particular feels really important because I think it draws such a great connection to, what is fairly recent past history, World War II about 60 years ago, and some very real parallels I think that we're seeing in the climate right now through some of the immigration debate.
10 years of Downstreet Art is coming to a close. What does maybe the next 10 years look like for this North Adams program?
North Adams was just recently designated as a cultural district, and the space that Downstreet Art works in and the space of the cultural district are very similar. So I think what I anticipate will be happening in the next few years is you'll see a lot of alignment between those two programs, and thinking about how we can sort of use the frame and the goals of the cultural district to further enhance the economic, creative economy, economic development work that's always been a core of the Downstreet Art program.
Michelle Daly of the Berkshire Cultural Resource Center speaking to WAMC.